latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. And we'll start with news that Newcastle are said to have run the rule over Groningen winger Ritsu Doan with an eye to a January swoop. Well, manager Rafael Benitez is hoping to strengthen in the winter window as the Magpies try and stave off the threat of relegation. They currently sit 15th but are just 3 points above the dreaded bottom three, and it seems likely they'll be battling against a drop all campaign. Goals have been hard to come by for the Tynesiders, with only 13 in the league all season, and while Doan is not a prolific scorer, he can operate on both flanks and bolster Benitez's options out wide. Capped 3 times by Japan, the 20-year-old has been on the radar of Premier League champions Manchester City, who were linked last summer, and it's thought his Eredivisie club would be willing to sell for somewhere in the region of £2 million. Newcastle scouts have watched the Far East youngster in the Netherlands over the first half of the season, and despite the uncertainty over the club's ownership, it seems as though there may be a few additions to the squad in the new year. Meanwhile, former Newcastle fullback Kevin Mbabu has admitted that he moved to St James's Park too soon in his career, saying he was not ready physically for the intensity of training and had the wrong lifestyle in England. Mbabu's career has gone from strength to strength since he left the club last summer, impressing in the Champions League with new side Young Boys and also with the Switzerland national side. And he's now lifted the lid on why his time on Tyneside was a failure. He said, "I was not yet 18 and left Geneva for Newcastle. I also rejected Arsenal. England was not a success for me, but I learned a lot there. The experience of that time is part of what has become of me. The experience of the past is part of me. The choice of Newcastle was not very good, but it helps me today." And he went on to say, "Mentally, I was tested enormously. I was injured in England for almost 2 of the 3.5 years, and I had muscle problems all the time, 6 or 7 injuries. Physically, my body wasn't ready for the intensity in Newcastle training. I did not have the best lifestyle and was too busy with too many things."